All right, we're back. It's been a very long time. I don't even know the last time I podcasted, but guess we're podding right now. I'm here with a guest, Taylor Joyner. What's up, Taylor?
Hey man, so excited to be here today.
I'm excited to be here too. I haven't recorded in a very long time for
I've
just
noticed.
whatever reason. I think 4 or 5 weeks is the last podcast. We've passed 500 plays during the break.
Oh dang,
Even what?
really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's crazy. Well, the funny thing is, I've been trying to get on this podcast for a really long time, and I actually had no idea it was your podcast. I just heard so much about it.
Oh yeah, you had no idea. You know other Chads,
No,
Chad Cast.
yeah. I didn't know it was Chad Talon.
Chad Cast is a common name.
I heard about the Chad Cast from, the streets.
Yeah, the streets. I'm one in. I'm with the streets. So that's how I'll describe that. I don't like. I have notes. I've been taking notes slowly because I always every week I think I'm gonna do a podcast. They're so out of date though. Like it was opening weekend of Captain Marvel, I think, the last time.
Oh gosh.
But I
What
like
a
why
movie.
yeah, like I wrote down Notre Dame, like no
Notre
church
Dame.
burned down, because I felt like, oh, that's something positive to talk about. Everyone
Some
knows about it.
something.
No one's learning it from me.
Yeah.
That's old news, not gonna count. New news on the podcast. Since the last one, I do have a new car.
Oh yeah,
I
it's actually
still
really cool.
It's a nice car. Thanks, Taylor. It's a diesel Jetta 2003, 45 miles to the gallon. That's all you need to know. Roof rack as well. Watch me. Watch me drive sometime.
Well, Chad, I got some questions for you.
What's your question?
So you saw the new Avengers movie.
I did.
So
It's good.
when is it a good opportunity to say spoilers? Like,
I feel like later in the podcast, let people get all the content they want and then end off with that, just in
okay.
case they haven't seen it. I don't know when this will be posted. Maybe everyone's seen it by
But
now, but just in case.
like so many people are posting spoilers on Twitter. Do you
I
think
mean,
it should be like 2 weeks after the movie, 3 weeks
I
after
don't
the
know.
movie
It
before people
depends.
should
If you
talk
haven't
about
seen it
it?
within a week, you don't care.
Yeah,
So,
I agree with that.
you can figure out a way. Also, I don't even understand what half these notes are. There's some sad news on there. Not really going to get into that yet because I feel like that's kind of a depressing way to bring back the return of the Chadcast.
Yeah.
Do I have older notes that like make a little more sense? I got a new sponsor. I got a new sponsor on the
You got a new
podcast.
sponsor? Who is
Yeah, it's
it?
literally the app Anchor. They're like, we like what you do and please promote us through here in so many words.
Well, I mean, you're very professional. You got your own room. These microphones are pretty legit,
Yeah,
dude.
no longer support the Black Tux. They no longer support me.
Well.
If you need a tux, I don't know, go to Mr. Formal. Or that's bleeped out too. No free advertisements.
Yeah.
But to get back to the interview part of this podcast, because I guess technically it's an interview. It's not, but because I used to call them interviews and I felt like we're not really interviewing anyone or anything.
Yeah,
So,
we're just
like,
kind of
I kind of
talking.
got to change it up a little bit. But sometimes it fits right to interview people. So, Taylor, I don't have any prepared questions, but I feel like I could talk to you about a few things.
Yeah, let's
You
go.
sell a product
Yeah.
at Costco. What is it?
So
What's it
I
called?
sell like a healthy energy drink called Zip Fizz. So it has the same amount of B12 as a B12 shot from the doctor in a liquid. So 10% of it gets absorbed, rest passes through. Energy lasts 4 to 6 hours. No shakes, no jitters. It's not loaded with caffeine. Just a little bit of green tea and guarana.
I guess you can forget the part where I said no free advertisements. I guess that's what this has turned into.
No, but it's like a kind of energy drink with electrolytes and vitamins, and it's pretty cool. I get to just hand out free samples all day.
Yeah, and
And
you do that in Costco, right?
yeah,
Yeah.
I just.
Just one Costco,
Yeah, I'm just in the Clackamas Costco right now.
or like.
So it was just like, apparently it's the third busiest one in Oregon.
I could see that. I think the one in Beaverton is up there too.
Yeah. Well, the number one is Portland. Well, that
Makes
was,
sense.
yeah. Well, this is interesting. What is the busiest Costco in the United States? Actually, the world.
Anchorage, Alaska.
That's a close one, but that's a no.
Damn.
Give me one more good guess.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, that was another good guess. It's actually Hawaii.
Hawaii, dude.
Hawaii is the most.
I don't count like Hawaii or Alaska as part of the United States. If you're not inland, you're out of this land. You're out of this land. That's my saying.
Well, it's interesting because a little tip for your travelers out there, but Costco never ups their prices. So even on Hawaii, the prices are exactly the same as if you were shopping in like Clackamas or Wilsonville.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's not business-wise, but I mean kind of business-wise, because you're going to be the place to go in Hawaii.
Exactly. So that's why it's the busiest, because everyone shops at Costco.
Mm-hmm. You just got to buy the card. I like a good Costco smoothie myself.
Oh, dude.
Could I mix Zip Fizz with a Costco smoothie? When's that collab coming?
You definitely could. Like, I've done so much with Zip Fizz. My favorite thing to do is mix some vanilla creamer in with it. I actually got a pink lemonade Zip Fizz this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And I mixed it with vanilla creamer, and it tasted just like the, you know, the frozen lemonades from Chick-fil-A.
I don't support Chick-fil-A.
You don't support Chick-fil-A?
No. Okay, so it's about time I said my piece with Chick-fil-A. I remember the first time.
Oh, okay, okay.
I remember the first time we had it. We were in Boise, or as the locals call it, Boise, and it was a church trip. Were you there, Taylor?
I was there.
You were there for the Taylor was there for this, so he's starting to remember.
Yeah, I'm the one who hyped it up for chat. I was
everyone,
like, Chick-fil-A is the best.
Yeah, Taylor's like that. And then these kids like wanted to go to Chick-fil-A that we're with. They weren't from our church or anything, didn't really know him, but they really wanted Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And keep in mind it's 10 AM like in Oregon time. We were in Mountain West, so it was like 11, but even then it's like I'm not really feeling lunch this early in the morning.
Yeah, I wasn't even hungry.
I had breakfast. But I was like, yeah, I've heard it's good, you know, so I gotta try it out.
This was before there was any Chick-fil-A's in Oregon.
Yeah, I think they were building the one in Clackamas. It wasn't there. So I was like, all right, I'm going to taste it before everyone else, yeah, and then I'm going to form a decision. And it wasn't bad, but it was like, well, this isn't great. It's probably what In-N-Out feels for a lot of people. I never felt the same about In-N-Out because, like, I had one where I lived in Arizona, like, in my town. So, it was, like,
really?
It was like McDonald's for me. So, like, I never, like, as far as I knew, it was just a place to eat. It was good, but it was just a place to eat. So, I didn't experience the overhypedness there. But Chick-fil-A, everyone's like, oh, it's the best. We got to stop there. And I eat there. And I'm just eating so slow, like, half tired, like, this is what I'm trying to force feed myself chicken tenders with, like, 6 different sauces at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Well,
and it's not even that great at tasting.
Well, the thing about it is, I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, so that's where I was born.
I feel like you grew up in Washington more than Georgia.
I've moved a lot in my life. I lived in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia for 6 years. I have many of stories from there. So we ate Chick-fil-A all the time because Chick-fil-A is a Georgia thing. That's what you do. And so, like, I have all these memories of eating the waffle fries and, you know, playing the playpen there. So, you know, it brings back a lot of, like, childhood memories. That's why when I saw it in Idaho, I was like, oh my gosh, we gotta go. And I was way overhyping it because, you know, childhood and good memories. And, you know, sometimes we just need a little bit of happiness in our lives. So we need the joy of being a kid back.
I was not happy. I was pretty sad. I wasn't like sad, but I was like, man, this, I guess I'm here. I'm going to be hungry in like 4 hours because I'm not hungry now. And we had like a long car trip. We weren't going to stop at another lunch place. So I was like trying to just force this down.
Honestly, it wasn't that good. I love Chick-fil-A, but it was not a good time to eat Chick-fil-A.
It was like you have this song you really like, and you like it so much you want to show it to all of your friends.
Yeah.
And then you show the song to your friends, and they don't like it as much as you, or they just don't like it. It's like that. It's like the song's probably good, but like you never show someone like that. You show anyone a song. It could be the greatest song in the world. If they've never heard the Beatles and you show them a Beatles song, they won't like it immediately. No one likes music like when they're just shown to it by their friend. It's the same way with like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I remember I actually showed my friends 21 Pilots, and my friend was like, oh, I don't like his voice. It's way too high-pitched. And then like a year later, my friend comes up to me and goes, yo, man, I love 21 Pilots, dude. Have you heard this song? And I'm like, yeah, I'm the one who showed you.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I got used to it. So
Some things just need to come to you naturally. I got that with Post Malone's first album. Like, someone's like, oh, you should hear this. And we were, like, in the car. I have no when you have no control over the music and someone plays something new, you're not going to have open ears to whatever it is. Something, yeah, just, like, everything. I think a lot of stuff you need to find naturally. There's stuff you just can't force on your friends. And if they like it, you like it. And that's probably why you guys are friends. What's your favorite fast food restaurant, though? Is it Chick-fil-A?
I do love Chick-fil-A. If I had to pick, like, a... like, my favorite, it would probably be In-N-Out.
Really?
I do like In-N-Out a lot, and that's because I don't get to eat there a lot.
Yeah.
But if I eat there every day, I don't know.
Have they finished in Kaiser yet, or not?
So they got one in Medford, and then they got one in, oh man, what's the,
Grants Pass?
Grants Pass. They got
I heard they're supposed to build one in Kaiser.
I don't think they have it built yet. But
yeah, I'd never go in there, but like I just heard that they were building one there.
Me and two other Chadcast people, Cade and Joe,
yeah.
One day we decided we were going to go to In-N-Out in Grants Pass, and we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove like 4 hours to go get a burger.
See, personally, I'm Burgerville gang for life.
Yeah, so you would just rather drive like 20 minutes to go get
a burger. Well, it's not even that. Burgerville's regional.
Yeah.
It's like anything else, really. Like, it's like, oh, the East Coast has White Castle, and then like it's building up now, but the Southwest has In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And then like Texas has like Whataburger.
I've never eaten there, have you?
No. But we have Burgerville.
And I love Burgerville.
Burgerville is really good. It's one of those things where it's like it's so normalized for us. It's all around. Is that we're not thinking it's crazy.
Yeah.
But if like we never went there and then for some reason we came up to Oregon and experienced spread for the first time.
Yeah.
That's a unique idea. No one has spread around.
Yeah, I spent most of my life in Washington. Actually, I'm getting close to the point where I've spent more time in Oregon. I need to calculate that. But, like I said, I move a lot. When I came to Oregon, I'd never had Burgerville before. I'd never even heard of it. And I remember the first time. It was really good.
May I have your attention, please? The library doors will close in 30 minutes. If you have anything to check out...
I don't know if you guys hear that. We're going to get kicked out soon.
With your account or checking out, please come to the account service. If you need other assistance, please come to the information desk. If you're working on a computer, please begin to save your work. Computers will shut down automatically in 20 minutes. The library will reopen tomorrow, Saturday, at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to leave that in.
Please do.
I don't know if they heard. I'll leave it in if they heard it. We're getting kicked out soon. We kind of got here late.
Yeah.
It's kind of spur of the moment podcast, but I was like, gosh darn it. If I don't put a podcast out in over 2 months, I might as well sell the rights to Sony.
Sell the rights.
So we're here, we're podcasting. We might finish this in my car. We might finish it outside. I don't know what we're going to do.
It is a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. The weather's been beautiful. I have the weather in my notes.
Oh, really?
I thought so. I think so. It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the weather now. It doesn't matter if it's in my notes or not.
Yeah, this
because
is organic.
It's been a nice week. Been a nice couple of weeks. Might get another nice week next week. I feel like I'm the my generation's news, so, you know, I got to bring up the weather.
You have to. It's, yeah. I'm pretty surprised how nice it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice yesterday, but I was working.
Yeah, that's I know. Fun. I was working yesterday, too. I was working today.
Oh, how's your new
working
job
tomorrow.
Going?
It's going okay. There's some parts I don't like about it. There's some parts I do like about it better than my old job. Will I work there forever? No. But, you know. Will I work there for maybe a year? That's it.
Who knows?
I don't know.
I literally felt like I was going to work for... I had no idea how long I was going to work for ZipFizz. But it's starting to feel like a long time. Like, it's starting to... You know, get really good. And I'm starting to get good at sales. Like, my best sale was I sold 61 boxes of ZipFizz. It was $24.99. So...
Yeah, podcasting is my first job.
Podcasting.
By you can tell because of how consistent I put these things out.
Oh, I actually was gonna start my own podcast. It's gonna be called the Can Be Later podcast.
Yeah, the Can Be Later.
The Can Be Later.
Yeah. Enemies of Can Be Now. I'm in their city.
Can Be
Untouched. Later. Untouchable.
Anyway,
But you're no stranger to that type of media, you know. You got your YouTube channel. You're one half of Cade and Taylor.
Oh yeah, thanks for
you guys just put out a video not too long ago, right?
Yeah,
it'd be very recent for this. How this depending on how these podcasts come out.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite it's my favorite video series. It's like basically it's a sitcom. So everything we say, there's kind of like a laugh track.
Yeah.
It's called True Life.
True Life.
So we've had True Life Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3.
Joe, a former podcast guest, has worked camera for you guys.
Yes, this past time.
I feel like we talked about it.
This past time, he actually was not a camera person.
Damn.
We used a stack of books.
Joe got replaced by a stack of books.
We sent a picture of the stack of books to Joe and said, our cameraman's not as shaky anymore.
Yeah, if I turn quickly, I'd mistake Joe for a stack of books.
It looked no.
Is he like, yeah, we walked in the library, I'm like, that, is that Joe? Is that Joe, former member of the Chadcast alumni? No, it's just some books.
Stack of books, yeah. It was good. It's like a funny, like, the jokes in there are so stupid, like, One of my favorite jokes is every time I walk into the house, I go, man, it's cold outside. And then it's like laugh track.
Yeah.
And it's not funny without the laugh track.
And it's not even cold outside.
It's not.
It's mildly warm.
It's mildly warm. Well, it's funny. When we shot this video, 3 years ago? No, 2 years ago. Probably 2.5. And because we actually just had our 3rd year anniversary.
That's why I remembered it, because it was the anniversary. I saw it.
And when we first shot the first True Life, it was snowing outside.
Okay.
So it was all, and this girl named Savannah, she actually, she bought me a hat. It's like a little beanie.
Okay.
It has a fireplace on it. It says, man, it's cold outside.
It makes sense back then.
And it's awesome.
Do you still wear that hat in all the videos?
No, I need to.
Well, your thing.
She actually saw the video and then
took the hat back, sold it for money because it got so popular.
No, she actually gave me the hat after she saw the video.
Oh,
yeah, so. She saw the video. She's like, "Oh, that's hilarious!" And bought me the hat.
Yeah. You use this better for content than I ever could.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem why this isn't filmed. I can't be given stuff anymore. I just gotta take my friend's stuff,
yeah,
put it in the podcast, and then just help them out that way. It's hard to do that. It's hard to film it, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it'll take away from the downloads and, I don't know. It's just, it's something I think about. I think about filming stuff. I watch your guys' stuff. I watch Kay's channel. I watch Joe's occasional Instagram live stream. I watch all the stuff my friends do, because I think it's cool. They
Teddy
all kinda,
and Kristen have a...
Yeah, I don't watch that.
Teddy and Chrissy?
Teddy and Chrissy, Instagram.
No, it's
profile.
Our YouTube.
No, they
YouTube.
They got a joint profile.
They do.
And they got the YouTube channel.
YouTube.
The only connection I have to that, besides like knowing them, is that she messed up one of our pizzas.
Really?
Yeah, she works at Figaro's in Malala, and she, I don't know, maybe it's just the person who took the order who wrote something wrong, but she handed us the pizzas, and so I have to blame her for being wrong. We got like some pizza and it was wrong. It was a while ago.
Never been there. Is it good?
I like it. It's a Malala thing.
It's a Malala?
I mean, it's there's like a lot of locations.
I'm getting, aim like candy, like Domino's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Lone Elder pizza? You like a Lone
Elder? Oh, I love Lone Elder's pizza. Have you been there?
Yeah. Not recently.
Like, it was pretty good. And
the pre-podcast era of myself.
Really? That was pre... Yeah, before you
were... It doesn't matter. Nothing matters if it happened before my podcast.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, me and my friends, I've been joking since sophomore year. They're like, where should we eat? And I would always go, Lone Elder's Pizza. We gotta go to Lone Elder's Pizza. And everyone's like, ha-ha, let's go to Denny's. Because everyone goes to Denny's.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of Denny's.
I'm getting there.
Get out of Canby.
Yeah, let's go to Sonic,
I don't even care about Sonic anymore. I don't like any other food.
You know what's a good food? Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel. I have enjoyed a nice Cracker Barrel meal once or twice in my day. You can't get quality fish cooked the same way like you can at Cracker Barrel.
I agree with that.
My friend got sick. I had like... The trout.
The trout.
And my friend had the bass. The bass. Or maybe I'm switching those two, but I think it's that way. Mm-hmm. And I was fine. I enjoyed a nice meal.
You had the lemon.
He got sick.
He had the lemon pepper.
Lemon
trout.
Pepper, yeah. Yeah, that's so. And then, like, he got sick. And, like, he was out of commission for, like, a week. Like,
oh,
dang. It really messed him up. Like, maybe his body just didn't agree to fish. Shout out Colin, a former alumni of the show. I like shouting out the alumni of the show because they really built me to what I am at.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I heard all the people talking in the streets about this.
So. Yeah. There's no street chatter if there's not people promoting the podcast for me on their own Instagram.
But I love Cracker Barrel. Again, it's another Georgia restaurant.
Yeah.
That's how we eat, you know. Mm-hmm. Make everything unhealthy. Yeah,
Cracker Barrels are new to Oregon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was talking... Chad, do you know what grits are?
I've heard.
It's like a lumpy oatmeal.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, that's what we eat for breakfast.
It's biscuits and grits.
Biscuits and gravy and then grits. And then mm-hmm. you got your... grits, you gotta put some butter in it, you gotta put some like salt and pepper. They're good. But so I always order grits when I go there, and I was talking to the lady, and she says she has to throw away so many grits because no one from Oregon knows what they are.
That's facts.
And so when people get them, they just take one bite and they're like, ew, because they don't like put anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like eating oatmeal by itself.
Yeah.
You gotta dress it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. I thought that was funny. And then they get a lot of vegetarians and vegans because of Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have no idea where you are.
Yeah. Like, it's not the place for that. The store part isn't even the place for that.
No. The green beans even have
bacon. Pretty sure the stuffed animals.
No.
Like, are made with from actual animals.
The green beans have bacon in them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Which is fire. I love the green beans are my favorite vegetable, so oh, yeah, bacon. Like, that's, like, dope. One of the only vegetables I eat, but I really like it. So.
Yeah. Well, it just reminds me of growing up in Georgia. I grew up next to murderers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were hillbilly murderers. And so, they had giant beards, like, you know, like, Duck Dynasty beards?
Yeah.
So, they had those, and then, like, it was, like, this, a bunch of brothers. So one brother owned the place.
I'm gonna pause this story just because we're gonna get kicked out in like a minute. So like we have to go find another place to finish this story. But we will be back. It'll be no time for you, some time for us.
Sounds good.
Maybe I'll put the ad here. I'm putting the ad here. Ad read now. All right, we're back. We are actually outside the live right now. It's actually a nice day, so not a bad time to do it here. We get the nice smell of what seems to be ribs coming from Cuts Force Thriftway.
It smells really good. I'm really happy that I wore my sunscreen.
Yeah, we're in the shade.
Yes, but I don't go anywhere without wearing sunscreen.
I guess that's a good idea.
Like anywhere, even if it's raining, nowhere. Could get cloud burns.
I guess that's true. As far as like a podcast environment, obviously not in the rain. That would suck, but. Now it's like, you know, it's a slight breeze, probably like 64 degrees. And
I had a football, I felt like one of my football teammates, because I played football many years. It was fun. And which is funny because I'm only 5'1". You know? And so I'm not the biggest, tallest guy. But man, could I tackle? It was fun. I had a football teammate named Squeak. Nicknamed him Sunblock.
Okay.
Because he
was really white.
He was very white.
He was pasty white.
And he was allergic to the sun.
He was allergic to the sun.
So we called him Sunblock. And we knew when he was around because he would put like a gallon of sunscreen on.
You could smell copper tones from a mile away.
We could smell him. One day.
Banana. You could smell the banana boat from two cities over.
One day we're in practice and someone's like, Where's Sunblock? He's not here today. So anyway, we're in a group huddle, and Sunblock snuck up to the huddle. He came a little bit late.
He was so lubed up in Sunblock, he just slipped right through. There's no way he could have fit it in.
And this guy goes, "Why does it smell like sunscreen?" And we all turn around, and there he is.
Sunscreen doesn't have a bad smell though. I wonder if that's manufactured or it's like that's just how it's made.
Yeah.
Because what even is in sunscreen? I feel like that's what the government's hiding from us.
what's in sunscreen and what's in a hot dog.
Why is it sprayable? Why can I spray sunscreen now? When did that modern marvel come out?
Do you know, like, sunscreen companies have been lying to us? Like, with all their SPF, you know?
Yeah, what is the correct SPF I even need? Does it count towards skin pigment? Does it count towards age? Does it count towards, like, type of skin you have? Like,
I forget, but there's a certain amount of SPF that only works for us.
Yeah.
So, and it can't go higher. And companies will put, like, higher SPFs, but it doesn't do anything extra. Like, they just put it on there so we spend more money.
Yeah, that's how I feel about 4K television. Mm. My eyes aren't good enough to go past 1080p, and even if they are, like, I'm so fine with 1080p. 280p, though, that's, like, the dark ages. That's,
Ooh, yeah.
That's okay. The Magnavox VHS DVD combo.
Hey, speaking of Chick-fil-A, did you hear that Chick-fil-A is starting to send a van over to Gamby?
They're sending a van?
Yeah, it's like a food truck.
Oh, like the Little Caesars does?
Yeah, exactly. And they're putting... It's like... So it was actually yesterday. They had a Chick-fil-A van there. And they did it last week, too, on Thursday. But it's in the Four Square parking lot. Kimby Four Square.
Okay.
And, yeah, they're selling food.
Mm-hmm. How recent is that?
Yesterday. Thursday.
Hi.
What's the date today? Or yesterday?
Today is whatever day I put it out.
Okay. So then...
potentially the 4th, potentially the 3rd, potentially the 5th, but not the 2nd. It's past the 2nd today.
Okay, so, I mean, a long time ago, the Kimby food truck was there. Like, forever ago, like, the 2nd.
Uh-huh.
Like, anyway, it was the 2nd that the Chick-fil-A... And it looked like good prices, too. Uh-huh. I feel like they could have, like... jacked up the prices because we don't really have Chick-fil-A too near here. The nearest one's like 30 minutes away in Clackamas.
I really enjoy the positivity you bring to this podcast. I also enjoy the fact that you're able to talk a lot, which is good, which means I don't have to carry it. We're going to get negative for a second and I'm going to carry the conversation. I'm sick and tired of Will Smith. I'm just going to put it out
there. Oh my gosh. His YouTube channel or just...
I'm sick and tired of it all.
All of it.
In multiple ways.
Oh my gosh. Did you see the YouTube Rewind this year?
I did see the YouTube Rewind.
It was so bad.
It's timely enough for this podcast that we would cover something that happened so long ago because of how little I put these out. I'm hoping it's more consistent now. Please, if you think you want to be on here... I'll take you. There's no discrimination in any shape or form. You could be deaf and not even hear my questions.
Well, that's why I'm here.
If you just, like, murmur something and read my lips, it'll be better than not putting one out.
You're really making me feel good here, Chad.
Hey, no, but I'm happy Taylor's here.
Yes.
Like I said, I already gave you the comment. I'm like, you can talk, so, like, it's a good thing you're on here.
Yeah, no, that was really, like, yeah. I don't know what he's doing anymore. How do you feel about Aladdin?
I just don't care enough. Like, I like the cartoon. I watched the cartoon. I haven't watched it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's like my memories will stay with that one. I don't really care what Will Smith does. I don't really care what the other actors do. It's just, you know, it's whatever. It's not like, oh, it's groundbreaking, and it's not like, oh, it's going to be awful. It's just Aladdin.
I don't know. I don't know if I can handle Will Smith as the genie, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I can handle Will Smith anymore. I'm sick and tired of all. I'm sick and tired of this positivity that he tries to put through his Instagram. I'm sick and tired of him remixing his son's songs. I'm sick and tired of it all. Who else am I sick and tired of? Taylor Joyner. No, just kidding.
I'm sick of that guy.
Your brother got an Instagram. Do you want to talk about news? That's really only news to just me and you. But I saw it and I followed me back. So shout out Josh. Oh, he might listen to this. Who knows?
Oh, I'll tell him to listen now.
Yeah, send it his way.
Send him
a DM.
Now that he has an Instagram.
You can Instagram direct message it to him.
Well, it's funny because for those who don't know about my brother, he's
a name's Josh.
His name's Josh. He's the biggest hipster right now.
He has a mustache.
He does. He curls it with gel.
It's... curls it with the axe pomade.
I always try to get him to get an Instagram or a Twitter. He goes, "Yo, man, I'm not." He basically told me he's too hipster for that. Too hipster for Instagram.
Yeah.
And one day, I remember my brother transformed me into a hipster. He was one day he had a flannel on. He was wearing fake glasses.
Fake glasses, so like just clear like glasses.
Yeah. Oh yeah. skinny jeans. He had a chain on his pants connected to his wallet.
Well, that's just for safety purposes.
He had a watch on. Like, not like a smart watch, but just like a...
like a Timex?
You know the... I don't know if you remember the really cool Neff watches.
The what watches?
You know Neff.
Neff, yeah. Oh, he had Neff watch?
He got a Neff watch. You know, where you can take the little face out and, like, change them to your
Neff
friends.
Has Neff gone under? Can someone tell me? There's a few companies I want to know if they're still around. Neff, DVS, what's Osiris up to? Have we heard from anyone who's part of Metal Militia in the past 10 years?
Is there anyone out there?
Can some Zoomies employee, like, give me a lowdown on how quick these brands turn over? I feel like I see him for a little bit.
My favorite thing is the Zoomies guy will literally say, "Hey, bro, how's it going?" every time you walk in and out of Zoomies. And so I went and tested that. And
you just walked backwards.
I just walk in. And then he's like, "What's up, bro?" I'm like, "Hey, man." And then I went around the store, and I walked out. And he goes, "Bye, bro. Have a good day." And then I walked back in. He goes, "Oh, hey, bro. How's it going?"
If I remember what they look like at my job, I'll say welcome back. Because sometimes people do. Because they're like, "All right, I think I like these shoes. Let me go look around at the other places. And I'll come back here." So, like, I'll try and recognize that. Like, "Hey, guys, welcome back." If not, I don't know.
See, that would make me feel really good.
But like, it's like, I got to keep... Like, there's a lot of people that come through those doors. I'm not going to remember you.
I feel that. So. Like, in Costco, I see thousands of people, like, per day. Mm-hmm. And so, when I'm giving out ZipFits, so when customers come up to me, I always ask, "Have you had ZipFits before?" And then sometimes they get mad and said, "You sold me a box, like, 3 weeks ago."
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard to remember that. And sometimes I'll remember
Humble
them.
Humble brag, Taylor sells a lot of boxes.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, I wouldn't have said that, but, you know. Yeah, kind of did.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's true, so he's not going to deny it.
But back to my brother. He's such a hipster that he had the chain, the flannel, the Neff watch. He walked in front of, like, a window of a store, and he looked at himself, and he jumped because he didn't recognize himself.
Yeah, so he's like, "Gotta get a mustache."
No joke. He looked at himself, jumped. I go, "What's up?" He goes, "I didn't recognize myself." And this was when we were younger. But now it's just...
How young was he when this transformation started?
I would say 14 or 15, actually.
I'm scanning the surrounding areas once again. There's a dead bird under the other bench across from us. We're on some pretty nice benches, actually. I think we're in, like, the middle place between the library, of which we were just kicked out of, and the movie theater. And really, it's not that bad a place. It's not a park, but there's some foliage, there's some trees. It's not a bad place to be. People do walk through, wonder what we're doing, why we have microphones on, but it doesn't break my stride at all, and Taylor's even less embarrassed than I could ever be. And we're just sitting on a bench. I'd like to thank the people who named this bench, the family of Bridget Mangelberg, 1929 to 2015. I'm sure their family pitched in to build this bench, and it is a very nice bench. Paint is fading a little bit in the corners, but you know what? Nothing but a fresh paint job from Ace Hardware could fix. This video is sponsored by your local Ace Hardware, besides the one in Wilsonville. Wilsonville's independent.
I'm just looking for the dead bird you talked about.
It is crushed, and you gotta kind of look down a little bit more. It's like just behind the bench. It's like a finch-like.
That's a bird?
That was a bird.
That's so sad.
Rest in peace, bird.
Yeah.
Did you ever take the bird watching class in high school?
I did not. I wish I did.
It was an easy way to get a science credit. I enjoyed the class.
Well, that's why I took animal science.
I did both of those. I feel like I took like two official science classes in high school. And the rest were like, "Well, this counts." It's like, "Oh, botany counts." "Oh, this counts." I took... botany was cool. I took it with Levi.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Levi, yeah.
I always got in trouble with my science teachers.
Yeah, but, I did too. I never really liked science.
Well, let's just say I disagreed with some of them sometimes. Yeah. There was this one teacher, you know, Mrs. Russell, right?
Yes.
So when I was a freshman, she had this rule where if you get below a C on a test, it will be in the grade book as a zero. And so Like, even, let's say you got a 69% on a test. She would put it in the grade book as a zero. Because she wouldn't make you retake that test until you got a C. So by the end of, like, the term, or the trimester, I guess, everyone had Fs.
Yeah.
Because if you get below a C, it doesn't count. So I literally went up to her and I go, okay, so I need to retake a test so I can get my grade up because I had an F. And there was like 2 weeks left. And she goes, no, it's too late. You can't retake the test. So I told her, I said, look, then put in my original grade. She goes, no, that's not, you have to retake it. And so then I said, okay, then put, then let me retake it. She goes, no, you're too late. You can't retake it. I go, then put my original grade in. And this went back and forth for a while. And it was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Until she got in trouble because everyone was failing her class.
Yeah, and it's kind of a self-inflicted wound at that point. I do not agree with those teaching practices either. Stand up to the man or woman. Nice cop walked by. Yeah. He didn't really say, he didn't look at us. Why would you? You're a cop. You probably got more important things to do than look at two guys podcasting.
Two guys podcasting.
If anything, he would walk by. He'd say, what are you doing? Oh, I was filming a podcast. Oh, what's a podcast?
What's a podcast?
Well, you know radio? It's kind of like that.
It's kind of like radio, better. Oh, there's more police. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's the same policeman. He's just taking off.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He was just checking out a book.
I was wondering if
you get those privileges when you're a cop. You can stay there by past hours.
I just wondering if anything shady is going on.
I guess when you have the best podcast in Canby, you don't get those same privileges as the police.
Oh, man.
I'd discuss Avengers with you. I feel like people might walk by to go see Avengers. I think that's kind of mean if we accidentally spoiled it. So I don't want to do that.
Well, I just can't believe Groot knew English the whole time.
Yeah, that was crazy. Can't believe the Hulk died.
That was just nuts, man. That was
nuts. I remember one time we spoiled Avengers.
Oh my gosh.
No, we spoiled Captain America. It was Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And because, like, we were all just, like, at first it started out as just fake spoilers. Like, oh, I can't believe Captain America died. I can't believe this. I can't believe that. And then, like, then we kind of, like, got spoiler heavy. Like, wow, I can't believe Hulk flew off in that plane. And Taylor's still laughing. He's none the wiser.
I have no idea what's going on. Well, I'm like, well, this is Kate and Chad, and they're just going on and on about all these little things.
Just all
Avengers.
These wild things that
and
potentially
Chad goes, happen. Yeah, and then Hulk flies away in the airplane. I'm like, yeah, Hulk on the airplane? No, thank you. Why would he do that? And I'm
How
just,
could he fit? He's too big.
It was just
his carry-on would be too big. He couldn't fit it up in top. And he'd push too hard and put a hole in the plane. No one could fly.
I was imagining him actually driving the airplane. And I go, no.
Which he did.
No.
He kind of drove it.
He kind of did, yeah. I'm pretty impressed. Better than I could do. But, yeah, I can't fly a plane.
Well, I can't fly a plane either, so I'm not going to make fun of the Hulk for not being able to either, because he ended up being able to do so.
Well, did you ever hear about the Barefoot Bandit?
No.
You've never heard about the Barefoot Bandit?
I mean, jog my memory. Maybe I have.
So there's this kid, and they called him the Barefoot Bandit because he never wore shoes. Well, I guess that was pretty obvious.
He always wore gloves.
He always wore gloves. It's because he didn't wear a t-shirt. No, they called him the Barefoot Bandit. And then he would walk around bare feet all over the place. And he was actually on the run from the cops, the FBI, like the marshals, everyone. And he was just going around Washington, breaking the homes, stealing stuff, and just trying to survive. He was just on the run. And he had like a really bad like home life, and his mom was really mean to him and stuff like that. So he's just trying to get away.
Yeah.
And he would break into places, and then he would not wear shoes, walk around, steal money, and but he broke into an airplane. And well, first of all, he got a book, and he that says how to fly a plane. No joke, he taught himself how to fly a plane.
Yeah, as you do.
And he's like 15 or 16, mm-hmm. So he taught himself how to fly a plane.
Yeah.
And this is a real person, dude. This is crazy.
Barefoot Bandit, I've heard.
Yeah, so then he flew the plane, stole the plane, flew it to an island. And he flew it to Orcas Island. No joke.
Where is that island located?
So Orcas Island is in Washington.
Oh,
he actually went to my favorite restaurant on Orcas Island.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no.
Chick-fil-A.
It was a really cool pub. Like, downstairs they had, like, pool and... They had really good sliders. It was right on the beach. It's like the coolest pub ever. But the Barefoot Bandit actually stole money from there, and because of that, it ran out of business.
Yeah.
So the Barefoot Bandit had like this Facebook profile, and like people were like saying, "You're awesome, dude. You're, you know," it's kind of like the sometimes those movies where you're cheering for the villain, like the bad guy.
Yeah.
It's almost, yeah. But yeah, then he started like some of the money he stole, he started donating it. The charities.
I mean, Robin Hood.
Exactly.
Robin Miller.
So, he then stole another plane, flew out of the country.
Mm-hmm. Where did he fly to this time?
I totally forget what island it was. Flew to another island, just chilling. He actually one time he stole one of my football coach's friends' boat. And sold their boat and got to another island in Washington, because I used to live in Washington.
Yes. I think we brought that up earlier.
Yeah.
But you're also getting kicked out, so my memory's kind of foggy. Hey, yeah. How's it going? She doesn't talk much, I guess.
So then, he eventually got caught and sentenced to jail.
Uh-huh.
And, the rights to his... hold on, there's a track passing.
No, it's alright. We were already kind of quiet for that. I don't even know if we can pick... Can it pick up the truck? I've never filmed a podcast outside, but the way the nice weather is going, I would like to continue this.
Yeah.
I'd like to get the surrounding traffic's opinion on certain things. Might need to go to a busier part of town to do so.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. Like, that would be kind of cool.
Chad on the... Chadcast on the street. Chadcast after dark.
Excuse me, how do you feel about the food truck from Chick-fil-A?
How do you feel about Avengers? I haven't seen it.
Oh, it was...
Are you going to see it?
Are you...
No.
Oh, I guess you were right, Chad. If they haven't seen it within a week, they're not going to see it.
Yeah. Well, you might go see it twice.
Yeah, oh, there's people who've seen it three times already.
It's too much of a movie for me to do all of... To just right back to back, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go see it again. Well,
see it again. I'm going to wait a little bit. I want to digest. There's still things I don't even know how I feel about yet that I'm not going to say yet, because I don't know when I'm putting this podcast out. Hasn't been a week yet. It's just now been a week, if you count Friday.
Mm-hmm.
People work on Friday. They get paid on Friday. So I'd say like the week really starts after the weekend. It starts opening weekend and then a week after that. So like Sunday, if you haven't seen it, then you're just not going
to
see it.
Yeah, I'm just really excited for the memes that are about to be surfacing about the movie.
Like when Hulk died, when he got impaled by a tree. I can't wait to see that Christmas. So, I can't wait to see that around Christmas.
Hulk's
like as the Hulk tree top.
The Hulk tree.
You can make so much money on that, Marvel.
So like Hulk's name's Bruce Banner, right?
Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Well, Hulk's name is Hulk.
Yeah. So Bruce Banner actually dies, but Hulk doesn't.
Hulk separates himself like a symbiote. If you saw the movie Venom. Or Spider-Man 3. I've seen Spider-Man 3, haven't seen Venom.
So Venom was like a really like...
It was an average movie, I heard.
It was okay.
I don't get out of bed for average things. I get out of bed for 8 things in total. Okay, and I'm going to list them off. Cranberry Sprite, number 1. Number 2, podcast. Number 3, Wingstop. Number 4, 60% off. I don't get out of bed unless it's if you're not giving me less than a 60% off discount. Number 5... Good night's rest. Number 6, the second podcast of the week. Number 7, a nice, refreshing, down home grown cran Sprite. No, it's the same cranberry Sprite as the one earlier, but it's when I have to make it myself with Ocean Spray and 7-Up, because 7-Up's usually cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yes. Number 8, a nice trip to Harbor Freight Tools. I love Harbor Freight Tools. This is not a sponsorship yet, but maybe one day it will, so I'm not bleeping it out yet. I don't want to rule it out. So those are my 8 things subject to change. It's not a list I wrote down, but it is a list I have tattooed on my leg. But unfortunately, I'm wearing pants, so I can't see it. So it's kind of hard for my memory to jog it up. I don't know if the wind does anything. Hit like if you think the wind is doing something to these mics.
Wait, you can like podcasts?
No, but you can leave a 5-star review. If it's on YouTube, you could like it, but it's not.
It's not.
On Apple, you can leave a 5-star review.
That's good. I've never listened on Apple. I listen on Spotify.
I admire all my Spotify listeners.
Oh, good, good. That's what I'm going to listen to this one.
If you use it on Google Play, I don't like you.
Hi, Taylor, that's listening to this whenever it comes out.
Well, you got to get the views up, so you better be listening to it.
Oh, I'll be listening to it. Hi, Taylor, in a couple of days. I hope your day is going good. And I hope, like, when you're listening to this, that you're going to laugh, probably. And I think this is pretty funny. I'm talking to my future self, Chad.
Yeah. How does that feel?
That's kind of weird.
I never listen or edit to these, so it's like I'm just talking. Like, I'm not gonna ever meet me in the future.
You're not gonna meet you in the future. So, it's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, but you know, I'll never live long enough to outlast my future self. So that's just how it is sometimes.
Oh, by the way, I guess we gotta bring back the murderers in Georgia.
I don't know if we do. If you're interested in those Georgia murders, just walk up to his house address.
Yeah, address right here.
Find his address. It's probably public record.
So they had like giant beards, like from Duck Dynasty, right?
Yeah, I feel like we were here.
And
we're past this part.
And they would look for the bushes.
Who did they murder?
Real estate agents.
How many people?
I don't know.
How many real estate agents? Did they show their house multiple
times? I think they killed like 6 or 7 people.
There's that movie. Have you seen it with Dennis Quaid?
No.
That's coming out with that couple where they like sell the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nope. And
yeah.
And like he never leaves. He like keeps showing up, and then they're like, oh, his wife died here in the trailer.
I saw that.
And she's the wife's like, does that look like blood? So it's like they've already kind of given us the entire plot.
Yeah, exactly. So I hate when movies do that. It's like, why would I watch this?
Yeah.
But yeah, they got arrested. So that's that. And I lived.
Did they murder for fun?
No, they were just like kind of like hillbillies, and they didn't like people on their property.
Yeah.
And people kept wanting to buy their property because it was like by a lake and it was a really nice property. But they kind of lived on a trailer on it, so they didn't really take full advantage of it. So people just felt like
they could maybe get into investments and not into murdering next time.
Exactly.
You'd be in a completely different part of town.
But hey, if you're listening to the hillbilly murderers from Georgia, I mean, the Chadcast is pretty much getting that big, so you never know.
We are very popularly syndicated in jails. I have exclusive Northwest rights to the Clackamas County jail. All the inmates want to go there. It's weird how some jails are privatized.
Yeah.
Like, why doesn't the government have control of all the jails? Why is someone's business jail?
No, I know, that's so weird. And whose dad goes to take your
job thing is, and he's like, yeah, I own a prison.
But the more prisoners they have, the more money they make.
Yeah, I know, but isn't that messed up?
That's super messed up. That's why they don't, like, send them
free. Why are we sending people there?
Yeah.
Why are we privatizing this kind of stuff?
Dude, speaking the truth on the chat, guys.
I don't know, dude. I just have a lot of questions. I'm not looking for answers from my audience because my audience is stupid. They listen to me. They're pretty stupid.
They just stop listening here.
I don't know. I just like posing questions and never going to find the answers. Maybe one day I'll find the answer. There's a lot of weird stuff like that, which I don't necessarily agree with.
Did you know the sample ladies don't work for Costco?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Who do they work for?
CVS. It's a company that sends sample people to different buildings.
Really? Did you know there's a whole company that just owns all the going out of business signs?
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's why
they all look the same. So, like, the same people that will be at Payless, will be at Kmart, will be at anywhere. They're all the same signs, and they're all the same company.
That's hilarious.
They send their people out to finish it out. They put the signs up, and then when they're done, they take their signs and they leave.
So, they send their employees there to sell stuff?
Yeah, their employees sell stuff, and they put up all those signs that say going out of business, like this percent off to this percent off, 5 days left or whatever. There was a place like that in Woodburn Outlets.
Payless, right?
Jimberly Outlet. Payless went out, too. They didn't have a spot in the outlets.
Yeah.
So they were gone. Rest in peace, Payless shoes, dude.
Yeah, I got many of shoes from there.
I got fake, they're real, but I got the Shaq shoes there 1 year.
Shaq shoes?
They're not the same as the Reebok Shaqs.
My feet are, like, super wide.
Yeah.
So, like, I went to Payless to get some shoes when I was a little kid. And my mom tried to get me these, like, ugly, like, dinosaur shoes. Because they were the only pair that fit. So she was like trying to convince me that they were cool. And my brother comes over and I'm like, those are ugly, you know?
Yeah.
Because they were.
I get why Payless is gone, because I feel like any type of convenience of finding a deal at Payless has now been taken over by less than an hour of searching for anything on the internet. Like, you can get some quality shoes for low prices now. It's not the hardest thing to do. There's coupons everywhere, e-coupons. Yeah. You go to the right place. We have outlets more abundant.
Yeah.
Like, we have shoes that are selling for, like, $11 on clearance at Puma that are way better than anything Payless could manufacture.
Did you say $11?
For, like, kids' shoes.
Oh.
For kids' clearance. I mean, we have, like, other men's pants for, like, $30, $20. Good deals all around.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, there's a lot of good... Like, if you went to the clearance wall...
I'm gonna go to Puma today.
Yeah, well, I won't get paid for that. You don't get commission. Tomorrow. But, like, they want your percentages, right? And I hate it. I hate setting goals, and I hate having percentages that I have to make. I just want to... Living out the day and making those percentages don't make a difference. So I just want to see what I'm gonna do, but they don't allow that. And that's why I kind of don't like the job.
Yeah,
Probably go into something else after being there for, like, 6 months.
Well, I've been in sales my whole life. Like, Before ZipFizz, I sold ACs and furnaces, and I did that for almost 3 years. And before that,
he sold crack.
Anyway, so ACs and furnaces.
And he still does. Hit Taylor Joyner up for crack. He sells on Snapchat.
On Snapchat.
My favorite restaurant is Chick-fil-A, is his at. My favorite restaurant is Chick-fil-A, too, is a Snapchat. If you want to buy crack from him, hit him up there on Snapchat.
Have you seen It's Only Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Do you remember that scene where they go up to the drug dealer and, like, we will take 2 cracks, please?
Yeah.
And then, like, he's like, that will be $20. Oh, wow, that's a deal. Okay, here you
go. I cannot, I've witnessed a drug dealer, too, in my day. Never used.
Are you serious?
Never bought. But I've been in a park. I've seen some stuff go down.
Yeah.
I looked out.
Well,
I wasn't too close, but I was close enough to observe.
I'm
just like, dude, like, all that for something that's now legal now. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of drug deals go down
in
a church parking lot.
The stuff I've seen, I haven't seen a lot of drug deals. I've seen 3. But, like, just the stuff I've seen, it's like anyone who argued, like, marijuana should be illegal, I get, like, why it shouldn't be, like, the promotion and all that. But just, mm-hmm. like, you never know if your drug dealer, like, is just going to shoot you. At least if you go into, like, a store, like, the chances of you getting shot are going to go, like, severely down from if you were just, like, in some random park late at night with no lights.
Yeah.
You're at least getting the chances of stabbing.
Yeah.
Where there's, like, no sound and you can't make a noise.
You'll be making a noise.
But not as loud as a gunshot.
Not as loud as you want. That's why
it won't be enough to reach the local police department.
That's why you need to start working on your noises right now. Ah! Ah!
Yeah, but it won't be enough. It won't be enough anytime soon. You'll bleed out before.
I'll bleed out before I can scream.
Let's get on a lighter note, because we are outside.
You're right.
What are we even doing? What are we doing here on Earth? Let's just get into the heaviest conversation of our lives. What is the meaning?
Well, Chad, it actually all started when I was born.
My life started when I was born.
So glad to finally
share my
life story with you.
We're outside, though, and I'm having fun. I think I would like to get not as negative as... Taylor, what do you think you're known for? It's a light question, I know, so just try and stretch it out a little bit for the listener.
I just hope, I guess I wish, I hope I'm known for joy and happiness, I want to be known as, like, this is a really deep question, Chad.
It is a deep question. These are the hard-hitting questions you come to the Chadcast for.
I want
to
be known as a Jesus follower.
Okay.
I want people to look at me and know that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. But then I also want people to look at me and see joy. I try to be joyful as much as I can, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Is that it?
That's pretty much who I am.
That's it.
I mean, I do love Talking. Talking's one of my favorite bands. You remember back to my CTV days.
Yeah, guys, if you didn't know, Taylor was on CTV.
Yeah.
And he was also ASB president.
Oh, yeah, that was ASB president. That's cool. Being ASB president was really fun. It was like, weird, because you don't know, what you're doing.
Yeah.
The yearbook, interviewed me about it, and I made a joke. I'm like, well, I did a bunch of things, when I was in high school, when I was a freshman, I sat in the cafeteria every day by myself.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have any friends. And so to go from that to being the ASB president was a huge thing. And I was so blessed to have the friends I have now and go from the person who was, the lonely sitting in the cafeteria. And I just remember, getting up on the stage and talking to people. But talking to people and being able to talk to everyone in the school and love on everyone and show them that I actually care. And so, I'm talking to the yearbook person about these, all these quotes. And the only quote she used was, being ASB president is kind of like this. It's kind of like being pushed off a cliff and then they're critiquing you on how you're falling.
I don't even know. What do you do? What's the president's job?
So we're in charge of ASB as a whole. We're in charge of the assemblies.
Does that stand for A student body?
Assembly student body, I believe. And
I like the idea of just a student
body. A student body.
Stay.
I do
B.
Oh, I do
it's
have a student body.
Damn. I have a student's body.
I do have a student body because I am going to college, so. Charge of assemblies, the team, leadership. Oddly enough, in charge of recycling bins, recycling for the school.
Yeah. And I get that recycling is important. I like to recycle every now and then myself.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I can.
The really big recycling bins, in the high school, right?
Yeah.
Well, I actually put one to the side one day.
Oh, wow.
And made sure no one used it the whole week. And then I jumped in it and hid in it. And then I had someone behind me. And whenever someone walked in front of the recycling bin, he would hit the back of the wall and I would jump out and scream as loud as I could.
Okay.
And so I would scare everyone.
Any famous celebrities you scared? Jonah Hill, possibly?
I never knew who I was scaring. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So I would just be, all I would hear was this bang on the wall, and I knew I had to jump out and scream as loud as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I scared so many people. I scared Quinn.
Okay.
He's still working at Dutch Bros. Shout out to Quinn. And then I scared my friend named Shelby.
Okay.
And then I scared just all these different people.
Mm-hmm. Did not scare me. I'm unscarable. I saw him.
Didn't scare you.
I didn't care. I didn't flinch. I didn't move. I didn't even blink my eyes. And my eyes were dry. That's the type of person I am.
Well, my favorite thing is we were filming it to go on the TV show for the school.
Yeah.
And we actually couldn't put it on the TV show because every time we scared someone, they swore.
Uh-huh.
And my editor didn't want to go and bleep all the swear words out because laziness.
Yeah, I feel like I'm lazy with editing, but at least I try and make a quality product during it that doesn't need to be edited.
Yeah.
The way CTV was sometimes produced was terrible. Chadcast levels are laughably it's not the best, but it's a joke how bad it is. It's just CTV was just that bad.
Well, my ASB actually worked hard to make it good. We got a good microphone.
There's a class dedicated.
Yeah,
what do you do in that class? What do you do in leadership? What a bad class. I hate that teacher who doesn't do it anymore. That history teacher. What was
Mr.
his name?
Banks doesn't do it anymore?
I hate Mr. Banks. Yeah, he quit the final year. I hate Mr. Banks. He came over to me when I was at Mr. Hammett's one time, and he questioned me. I don't know on what. He just questioned me in a non-funny way. And then Mr. Hammett was like, nah, he's an all right kid. And then I just kind of stared him down. He didn't talk to me anymore. You're on the list.
You, Chick-fil-A.
You, Chick-
Will Smith. Well, that's just this episode.
I actually painted Mr. Bane's room. Because, you know, as the president.
Paint it with ox's blood. To show him how it really
feels. Well, it ended up being Washington Husky colors. And Mr. Hammett walks in and he goes, "What the heck is this crap?" Like, yeah. But that was hilarious.
One day I'll get Mr. Hammett on here.
Well,
I think that's the one where it's like, what is he doing? Because no one's taken down Tyler Millar in listens yet.
Who's the leadership teacher now? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't go to high school anymore, Taylor.
No, I know that. Well, obviously I know that.
I'm here.
You're right here.
I'm right next to you.
No, but it's interesting to me because I know Mr. Bane. So what happened with Mr. Bane's quit and then what was his name? He was like the math teacher who quit.
Mr. Hart.
No. Mr. Hart quit?
No. I don't know. I was naming math teachers.
Mr. Hart slept in a coffin sometime.
I once slept in a stomach. It was a very long sleep, but it was only one sleep. I think I live in a better place now.
I think so, too.
I'm much happier with where I am now than where I was at 0.05.
But yeah, anyway, so leadership was in charge of assemblies. We had to write the script out because everything we said in front of school was a script that we went written. So all my words were actually written by someone else. A lot of them.
Yeah.
So, but the
worst... Makes sense now I think about it.
The worst part was like they would write the script and then they would only hand me the script like 10 minutes before the assembly. So I was getting in front of the whole school and no one would ever tell me what's going on. And bye!
Listen to the podcast.
Someone said hi to me.
I hope they listened to the podcast. I don't know who it was, but if you're listening to this now, thank you for tuning in. Yeah. This is what you walked by twice. A whole lot of nothing.
A whole lot of... But, So, like, but my worst mistake in front of the whole school was I had, it was my first assembly, my first time talking in front of 1,500 people. And I get up there, it's outside assembly, and they gave me the script like 5 minutes before the assembly was going to start.
As you would.
They said, this is what you're going to say. And you're going to pass the mic to someone else. And then they are going to announce blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool. I got this. I'm ready. But I was so nervous that I completely forgot what was going on like next. I knew I had to hand it to Abby. But I did not know, like, what she was doing.
Yeah.
But while I'm talking, I'm realizing I have no idea what's happening next.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
That's like this podcast. Yeah. I never know what's happening.
You never know.
This might be the last one. Who knows at this point?
But, so I'm like, I got it. I nailed it. So I said, now here's Abby with a special announcement. So I handed it to Abby. I'm thinking I nailed it. Got it cleared. Right.
She had no announcement.
She gets up there and she goes, here's the national anthem, and I go, oh, okay. Date it.
Hey, I think, I don't know, dude. Our national anthem's kind of weak, dude. I don't know if it's like a special.
I don't know.
It's an announcement, but I think we were all expecting it. You know?
I know.
I saw the flag go up. It was on the projector. I was assuming something was going on.
So I was like, oh no, and then, but the best advice I got was. Like, how do I talk in front of the whole school, right? They said, don't worry, no one's listening anyway. They're all on their phones.
That's big facts.
So, I wasn't really nervous after that. The most people I've talked in front of was 2,500.
The most people I've talked in front of is undetermined yet, because it really just depends on how many people listen to the podcast I put out.
Well, yeah. Speaking in front of a lot of people, I think it's fun. I enjoy it.
Have you ever thought about going solo and YouTubing?
Ooh. bring out the yeah.
Just because I know Kay has.
Yeah, so Kay did that.
You guys got, which without, makes sense, because he's in Eugene, though.
Without asking me.
Damn, he didn't even let you know. He didn't DM you.
He didn't even make sure he was okay.
He didn't Snapchat you?
Uh-uh. He still hasn't asked me to be on.
Wow.
Cade?
No features. YouTube.
I don't know.
I haven't been on either. And not only that, he started his Thursday Thoughts with Cade.
I know, and I still haven't even been on that. I think it would be pretty awkward. Sport is school, and
it's just kind of a school.
Here is Taylor Joyner. Who the heck is that kid?
Yeah,
you know he was ASB president at Canby High School.
He's also been a president before.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Taylor is he's been the president. He likes to talk.
Well. We make jokes a lot about me, you know. Being ASB president,
or him saying that,
or me saying that. The reason is it was just such a big deal for me because it wasn't like I wasn't supposed to win. Like,
who was supposed to win? Who did the preseason polls have projected to be the winner?
Oh, well, everyone was telling me like other people, because I mean, I wasn't the most popular person running for ASB president, and I also I was only in leadership one term. But when I announced I was running for ASB president, there was this girl who was also running for ASB president, and I won't say her name.
I'll say your name. I don't remember. I can kind of put a face to it, but I can't remember.
She told Mr. Baines, "Don't you think that a person running for ASB president should have been in ASB already?" And the two other people who were
running. Was her name Michelle?
No.
I've narrowed it down.
The two other people who were running for ASB president had been ASB before, and I never have. And so when she found out I was running, she says, "Don't you think that..." And she was trying to pretty much get me run, X'd out of the competition, which I thought was ridiculous. I literally said, "Hey, I'm standing right here." And Mr. Baines goes, "I don't think she meant that. No, she wasn't saying that." I go, "Yes, she was." Because,
say your name, Taylor. Drag her king.
Because we're friends now. But I know she hates my guts. I've heard from other people that she hates my guts.
I have friends like that hate me. It's a great relationship to have.
Well, it sucks when you hear from other people. Like, because I don't hate anyone. You know, I like a lot of people, like everyone.
Yeah.
And so, when I hear from other people that someone doesn't like me, it hurts.
Yeah.
And so that kind of hurt. A lot of people told me that. And then, but anyway, I just made me, want to run for ASB president, stronger, right?
Gave you
So I'm in leadership, I grab the form, and I go, okay, I need, I think I need, 20 or 30 signatures. Mm-hmm. I walk into a classroom, I go, "Hey, can you guys fill out this paper for me to be ASB president?" The whole class signed it. So I had 30 signatures within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, which was nuts. And then I'm walking with it. Everyone wanted to sign it. I brought it to my choir class. Almost everyone in choir signed it. I actually had to make more lines for people to sign.
It's always good to...
Which was just crazy. So I also made signs that said Taylor made for president, which I thought was hilarious. You know, it's like the golf brand.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of the golf brand.
Yeah.
Not as good a golf brand as Puma, but up there.
No, yeah, Puma's the best. So, you got Ricky Fowler, who is just amazing. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know he also used to do, what was it, BMX? Yeah.
No.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he used to do BMX.
Follow him on Twitter, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was professional. He chose golfing over BMX.
I'm a professional podcaster. Have been in the game for 7 years.
Yeah. 7 years?
Yeah, I just don't have a consistent upload schedule. It's been 7 years since the last time I put out a podcast. I'm just kind of saving them up like a squirrel saves nuts during the winter. I'm going to have 4 or 5 of them, just release them all at once. Gotta create a good cachet of these. So if I die, you could hear my voice one last time with someone I may not even care about anymore. Or may not have even associated with anymore. Like, Taylor,
You want to hear a joke I completely made up on myself?
No, but let's
by myself.
Let's do it.
And that there's probably a listener out there who's going to hear this and be like, hey, that's my joke.
There is hopefully a listener that will come out and hear this. I'm hoping for at least one play this episode. Two, because you're going to play it.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, my friend was, he was at a restaurant.
Okay.
And he was like, hey, why are there steaks hanging from the ceiling? Yeah. And they go,
these are not wooden steaks?
Like, no, like the ground, food, like meat. Like meat, yeah. Okay. Like meat.
Clarification for the audience, they can't see what we're drawing right now.
And, so they go, well, it's a contest. You see, if, someone, you know, touches one of the steaks, they have to pick which one they're going to touch, and if they reach it and touch it, they get to have the steak for free. If they miss, they have to pay $70 for the steak. And they said, would you like to participate in this contest? My friend said, no, the steaks are too high.
Where was this restaurant located? Or is it a made-up restaurant?
It's a made-up restaurant.
I'd have to think so, because, one, they weren't cooked yet.
No.
Two, you can't freeze the room out like that.
Nope.
Maybe.
And $70 for a steak.
If one of the listeners out here want to, do that idea with something else.
Yep, that's a joke I completely made up by myself.
You could put, Cheez-Its up there.
I made up that joke. And if you feel like you owe credit for that joke, maybe
write a 5-star review and say Taylor stole my joke.
And maybe remember that one time you stole a joke from me for, I don't know, a YouTube video we created.
All right. I think that this is a perfect place to wrap up. Do you have any final thoughts, Taylor?
This is a great podcast.
Thanks, man.
Keep up the good work.
I've been attempting to.
If you want me to on again, I'm totally fine. Definitely depends on the listens.
Yeah. If we ever get into the film era, that's when I want to start officially repeating guests.
Yeah.
So, because I think, adding, being able to see us is, an extra element. So.
That's true.
So.
And, I'm working on my, I'll be working on my, Can Be Later podcast.
Yeah. Go support that, I guess. Listen to mine first, but if you still have that extra time in your drive or your day off, go ahead and listen to Taylor's Maybe podcast.
Thank you.
As far as me, you know, I work. Come in and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it. I could let you know when there's good deals. Like, right now we have, buy one, get one free t-shirts. It's a pretty good deal.
That's awesome. And come visit me at Costco because I give out free samples.
Buy some stuff from Taylor. Yeah. You know, it'd really help him out.
Clackamas Costco.
Everyone, Saturdays. Everyone likes Costco.
Yeah, Saturdays, and Thursdays.
You might as well see Costco from a friend. You can follow me at Chad Talon on Twitter, at ctalon1 on Instagram. You can follow me other places. Leave a 5-star review on here. I feel like it's a joke, but it really does help the podcast. I don't know the exact number of random people who don't know me that have ever clicked on this. I know there's at least a few. Because there has to be, because, I don't promote it, and then, it still kind of gets recommended into other people. So that's all I really hope for, is maybe just someone who doesn't know me, doesn't feel bad for me, or is not the is not the person already on, takes a listen. So that's where the 5-star reviews really come in. Say something nice if you could find the time of day. You can follow Taylor at Seahawks Team Money on Instagram.
Heck yeah, man.
And what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Little Bra.
Little Bra.
Little Bra.
And there's no number? Is there an underscore in there?
No, little underscore bra.
Okay, there's an underscore in there.
It's or Broski Doodle 12.
I'm sure you're following him already. But
Broski
if,
Doodle
but if
12.
Not, hit him with a follow there.
Chad, I do have something. I think you need to end your podcast with something, you know.
I think I ended my podcast many months ago.
This is no. This is Chad, just Chad Talon, and I'm, say something cool, you know.
We'll try it out.
Ending line.
All right, guys, this has been the Chadcast. Deuces. That's not what we're ending with.
Nope, that's not good. That was good. I think you got something else going, though.
And this has been the weather.
That's good. You're getting closer.
It's been more than the weather.
Hey, this is the Chadcast, and I'm watching a dead bird.
And you're watching the Disney Channel.
You're watching this.
come on the podcast, reach out to me through the Chadcast 66 at gmail.com or at or Chadcast 30 at yahoo.com. Those numbers could be switched. Just try 66 or 30, but it's still Chadcast, and I'll reach out and I can answer you back on one of those if you want to be on. You're allowed to promote anything you want, literally anything. I've promoted moonshine before, so literally anything. Promoted Zipfizz. Don't mix those two, but maybe buy those two. Have a great day, guys.